Hello, this is Katalin Campano, and this is a Risky Business News sponsor interview with Owen Hinchey, co-founder and CEO of Tynes, a no-code automation platform for security teams. Welcome, Owen.
Hey, how you doing? It's really, really great to be here.
I want to start today's podcast by quoting something you said in a Secure Talk podcast a year ago. You said automation is only effective when it's implemented by people on the front line. In light of the recent wave of layoffs across several industry verticals, there's now fewer people on the front line. Has this had any effect or impacted how Tynes operates? What's the ripple effect you see on your side?
That's a fantastic question, and I feel as if I should add some context before we get into the nitty-gritty around that quote. Traditionally, automation efforts in enterprises and in security teams are very centralized. And the reason for that was because you needed to be a software engineer or you needed to have software development skills in order to implement automation effectively. Now, when I was a security practitioner, I experienced firsthand how that would create these massive bottlenecks within security teams because you would take a number for some centralized team in order to have automation implemented. What we have tried to do at Tynes is take the required skills that are necessary for enterprise level web scale automation and make it accessible to folks who aren't traditional security engineers. And so what that means is giving security analysts, vulnerability managers, threat hunters access to the tools that they need to automate their own jobs. Now, as we've experienced in the last kind of 12 months, security teams are not immune to the cutbacks, to the layoffs that we've experienced right across the industry, not just within technology. Has that impacted us and our customers? Absolutely. What I will say is that the businesses that we work with, the CIOs, the CTOs, the CEOs, they recognize that security is an absolutely critical function within their organizations. So it has been somewhat insulated from some of the larger layoffs that we've seen within the industry. But that's not to say that security analysts, vul managers, threat hunters haven't been affected. I think what's interesting about Tynes and the world that we work in is that because the tool is so easy to use and so accessible, almost anybody on the front line can use it. So even if, you know, a small section of the team is laid off, most of the other team are more than capable of using that tool, of being able to automate the repetitive parts of their jobs and make the company more effective and make the response more accurate, even if the team has shrunken.
Has there been any kind of requests from companies and security teams after these recent waves of layoffs? Like, have they said, look, we have fewer people now. We would like this kind of feature be implemented, or can you help us out with this particular thing?
Yes, we have. It's not so much a request for additional features. It's not so much a request for, hey, we need the product to be able to do this because we have fewer staff. It's more a general quest of how can we do more with less? And that can be less resources. It could be less budget. It could be less access to tools. It could be, frankly, we're just being inundated with more alerts. And so those requests, frankly, are the same requests that we've been getting since the company was founded 5 years ago. People want to be more effective. They want to be able to do more with less. And so the requests haven't necessarily changed as a result of people having less resources. It's more a case of people wanting and placing a higher priority on being able to do more with less. And frankly, being able to demonstrate to the business that we're doing everything we possibly can to make our resources stretch, to make our access to tools and budget that we have be as impactful as possible.
So you're basically giving all your customers a demo in real world conditions. Like, this is what Tynes can actually do. There's far other ways you could have used our platforms than the few ways you've been doing it before.
Right. That's a really good way of putting it. And I think as well, you know, Tynes, one of the things we're most proud of in the platform is its flexibility. You know, Tynes can be used for those traditional security automation use cases like, you know, phishing response and SIM alerts and EDR alerts. And they're the ways the majority of our customers use the product. But as you use the product more, you begin to realize that there's actually a lot more you can do with the tool, from employee onboarding and offboarding, to chatbots, to cloud infrastructure management, to even, you know, embedded workflows within other parts of your own products. And so what this trend around efficiency and ROI has done is really encouraged our customers to use the product in ways that they hadn't been thinking about previously, because that need for efficiency and the need for business impact just wasn't as high a priority as it was a year ago or 2 years ago. The cool thing about Tynes is you're not necessarily going to need to spend more on the product in order to do more with it. And so one of the ways that we have an impact on the industry is we provide a free version of the tool. So we have a version of Tynes called the Community Edition, which allows anybody anywhere in the world sign up for the product completely for free. No credit card required, no billing information. You just give us your email address onto the website, and within seconds, you've got access to a fully featured version of the tool. And what that does, it allows teams who may not have budget, it allows teams who may not have the political clout at this time to onboard a new tool, get started with automation in a free, easy, secure way, and then they can start implementing those efficiencies that they know are necessary in this environment.
You brought up earlier your Voice of the SOC report.
Yeah.
Many of these reports in recent years have been focusing on burnouts and security teams. It's not just something you see on your side, it's something that everyone has been reporting. Now, even with automation providing such an important role, this topic has remained. For the most of it, I've seen this topic covered only in these reports and on social media. Does a company doing business ever bring this up in any way or form when talking to you? Like, do people actually come to you and say, look, we are having our security teams are reaching their limit. Everyone is close to burning out. Does this ever come up in a real world discussion?
Oh, 100%. You know, when we're talking to security leaders who may be customers or may not be customers, this is one thing that's top of mind for them. And one, it's really encouraging to see that people are actually considering and being thoughtful about burnout within their teams. So when I was a security practitioner, and I spent about 15 years as a security practitioner before founding Tynes, it wasn't really a topic that was talked about for whatever reason, who knows. But, you know, one of the things that we're seeing as we continue to do this annual Voice of the SOC report is burnout, the sense of helplessness, overwhelmingness that these security teams feel is becoming more and more front of mind for security leaders. And security leaders are seeing this for, from our experience, multiple different reasons. One is it's manifesting in just churn, right? When we did our report last year, we found that 66% of security practitioners were planning to leave their jobs in the next 18 months. Now, if you're a security leader, that's going to be a really eye-opening stat. Security leaders are already aware that there's this huge amount of unfulfilled security roles, like 3.4 million unfilled jobs in the next couple of years. And so not only is it really difficult to attract new talent, it's also really difficult to maintain and retain the talent that you actually have. And so one of the reasons we're seeing burnout become front of mind for these security leaders is because they need to retain the teams that they have, all the tribal knowledge that they have. And so if you're a security practitioner and you're reading our report, hopefully you're recognizing that, hey, I'm not alone in feeling these things. I'm not alone in feeling burned out. I'm not alone in wanting to be able to focus on the more impactful parts of my job. And if you're a security leader and you're reading our reports, we're also hopeful that you're recognizing, geez, you know, this isn't just a problem within my team. This is something that we need to take almost a root and branch approach to solving within the industry.
So there you have it. This is what I wanted to hear. Burnout in SOC teams is not a marketing boogeyman. It's actually real. You heard it from the CEO of our automation company.
Well, like, you know, what I can tell you is that this isn't just like a marketing tactic. This is something that I have experienced firsthand. You know, when I was a security practitioner, I can't tell you how many incidents I was involved in. I can't tell you how many times I woke up in the middle of the night to check my phone just to see what was going on. You know, we were talking just before this call about the stress that you feel by having to constantly be on alert. You know, you talked about breaking the WannaCry story and just like having to be able to move at an incredible speed, having to be able to recognize that, okay, something is happening, I need to move really, really quickly. And that leads to fatigue, right? You get tired, you get burned out, and you know that if you're not constantly alert and constantly active, that you're going to end up missing something. And in your world, that's missing a story. In our world, that was missing a breach or missing an incident or missing a piece of malware or missing a phishing email that was delivered to a VIP. And unless you have some sort of structure and some sort of framework that's going to give you the space that you need to do work that isn't just constantly responding to alerts or alarms as quickly as possible, you're just inevitably going to get burned out. And so automation is one way that we've experienced to reduce the amount of fatigue that you experience, because you're consuming all these alerts, you're taking care of 99% of them through automation, and then you're having the time and space that you need to do justice to the 1% of alerts that actually require thoughtfulness, investigative prowess, and just general experience as a security practitioner.
So with that being said, is there a feature of Tynes you wish companies would use more? You've developed something that you don't see companies use, and this could be actually helpful for you to reduce your alerts, reduce burnout, make better use of our resources, your resources as well.
That's a phenomenal question, and the one I'm going to call out. Isn't a feature that's necessarily underutilized, right? It's actually a feature that's used a lot by our customers and by our community, but I still think it's one that could be used more. And the feature I'm talking about and alluding to is a collection of pre-built security workflows that we call the Story Library. Now, the Tynes Story Library is the largest single collection of pre-built security workflows on the planet. We've got about 500 workflows that align to best practices for how you can respond to alerts, onboard employees, and do a bunch of other stuff. And so if you're a security team and you either don't know how to get started or you're not sure how you should be using the product, you can browse this collection of pre-built workflows. And the workflows are both created by us and our Tynes Lab team, but critically, they're also built by the community. They're built by other security teams. So you've got access to this massive collection of resources that are being used in production that you might think, oh, geez, you know what? I actually never thought about using Tynes for employee onboarding. Or, geez, I never thought about using Tynes to respond to SIM alerts in this way. And so you're essentially capitalizing on the creativity of our tens of thousands of users in order to dramatically increase the efficiency of your organization.
Is this feature available for the community edition as well?
Absolutely. And in fact, you don't even need to sign up for Tynes to get access to it. So if you go to tynes.com, you'll see the Story Library. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to sign in. You'll be able to see all the workflows, search through things, browse by techniques, consume the content based on beginner, intermediate, or expert level automation. And it just allows you to get started really, really quickly and get your creative juices flowing.
Owen, thank you very much for your time today.
It was absolutely my pleasure.